September 2020. My name is Adrian and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1104. We're talking today about new work needs new leadership. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Most politicians agree that remote working is and will remain the new normal. A five management model is indispensable for successfully managing a remote workforce now and in the future, but few companies have had time to prepare for this change, and it is a challenge that managers must overcome. If new leaders take the time to understand the challenge and make incremental changes to improve outcomes, the organization will be able to be well run. It is likely that many personnel and process adjustments will be needed, even if things are already working well. Often this is because the employees do not fit in the job well and it is necessary to improve the processes used to manage the organization. Decisions taken at a turning point must be taken quickly, so it will be important to give the new group a sense of urgency. It is also important that new leaders build trust in themselves and their teams, as it is important that they feel a continued connection and trust. Leaders can only lead if they are not trusted by the team, and it is extremely important that new leaders continue to develop communication skills as part of their personal development. It is impossible to communicate effectively when you are in a leadership role, so you have to make sure the team understands their role in the success of the company. As a manager, you need to understand at a deep level what your employees want and can adapt to their needs. Most people think at first that the step to leadership is after graduation, but it is not. Some workers have too much to do, some are driven by status and money, and others may find it difficult to do their jobs. Others want an expanded experience of working in a global office, while some want to spend more time with their families or themselves. Business practices have changed due to widespread remote working, but some workers do not have enough time to do the work they need to do and others do not have enough time. Based on employee input, executives may want to assess whether they can handle the job in the current circumstances, Austin said. Whenever possible, a manager should trust workers to make decisions about what they can and cannot achieve, Neely said, and not the other way around. In some cases, it is even appropriate for employers to reduce their workload for the time being and reassess when working hours should return to normal, Lakshmi Ramarajan and Anna Spengler Nelson said. Studies have shown that a typical worker needs 6 weeks to feel comfortable in a new job. If it took you 6 months to get used to your position, you may have fallen well short of the curve. Fortunately, there are steps you can take to ensure you get started quickly, even if it will take some time to really understand the needs of your new organization. When you take up a new position, a key task is to determine why you have been placed in such a position. Make sure you give your new leader a clear understanding of what he will fail to achieve if he is protected or impeded. The leader must be urged to figure out for himself how to achieve results, implement strategies, and carry on his work to the end. While core leadership skills will remain the same, digital transformations require new skills to be added to the leadership manual to survive in today's competitive business world. Leadership is not an easy role, as it requires a careful juggling of many different responsibilities. Tempting as it may be, spoons, which you always feed, can do more harm than good, as we have to develop ourselves, learn. More than ever, the bosses of banking and credit unions must adapt to the increasing pace of change in the industry. We also need the ability to deal with small fintechs and large technology companies that compete with customers who do their banking exclusively on their mobile phones. In other words, today's leaders must embrace change, take risks, and disrupt themselves, not only for the benefit of their employees, but also for the benefit of their customers. The ever-changing global business environment has prompted leaders to rethink their leadership roles in organizations and create more robust organizations. Whether it's changing workplace culture, promoting distributed decision-making, or working in more matriculated organizations, managers report new ways of working to create a more agile workforce and promote employee engagement. This new way of working requires work environments designed to support new leaders. Coaching, on the other hand, involves familiarizing employees with the workplace and developing their skills so that they consistently perform optimum work. After all, managers are visionaries charged with developing a vision and a strong organizational culture that motivates employees to follow this vision. They must lead and share this purpose with their team, not manage the allocated budget or achieve goals. As decision makers, they must determine the direction of the company and make sensible, critical decisions to implement it under pressure. Leaders are inspired by their leaders' vision and the values they share. This is all for today, guys. My name is Adrian and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye bye.